Could you tell me a little bit about your grandparents, if you can remember anything about them, where your maternal and your paternal?
Grandfather?
Uh-huh.
Grandparents.
Your grandparents. Both your maternal grandparents and your paternal grandparents.
Both of them?
Yeah.
Well, my father's family was, my father's father come from Denmark. He was born in Sweden.
Oh, in Sweden.
In Sweden to Denmark, and that's where Dad was born. And then the missionaries got over there, and I can remember him telling how they used to torment the Mormon missionaries. But the family joined the church, and there was a man down here at Mount Carmel that was born in Denmark on a mission, and he got interested in the family. Father come with him, and he come home. Then the rest of the family came, and he was down, Dad was down here in Mount Carmel with the family. So when the rest of the family got over here, they come down trying to get them together. They'd come over kind of piecemeal, a few at a time. Grandfather was trying to get them all gathered up. Got them all but Dad, and then clear down here with the King wagon. It's all late to get Dad.
That's a long way in a wagon. Hey, how about your mother's parents? Do you remember where they were born?
Grandfather on my mother's family came from Canada, New Brunswick.
Oh, that's pretty up there.
My grandmother came from England.
I think there's a county or something named after the in Canada. It was an Irish name. It used to be.
Oh, really?
And then
they got over here, they dropped the old.
Make it sound more. It's funny how people do that when they get over here.
It was old Carol's, just as Irish as you could get.
Do you remember what your grandparents did for an occupation? What they did for an occupation?
Well, when my grandfather, on my mother's side, he farmed. He joined the United. He come down here to join the United Order. He learned about it. He'd had quite a hard time, and it looked good to him, so he came down here to join it. I didn't see much of my, in fact, I never met my father's mother. I never saw her. She stayed out, moved up into Idaho. Dad was the only one left down here. So I met my grandfather a few times. And most of the brothers and sisters.
His grandfather saved the Order financially. He had a mine up in Beaver City, the Silver King mine, and he sold that and paid down.
And he got Tara down here to join the United Order when he learned about it. Why? They were in kind of financial difficulties. They needed some financing, and he had an interest in a Silver King mine up in the Salt Lake Valley. And he even sold his interest in that and paid off all of their debts and got them on their feet financially.
Okay, well, that sounds good. Could you tell me a little bit about your better half here, where she was born and some things like that.
Yeah, well,
could you tell me a little bit about her?
Her?
Yeah.
Well, she's what we used to call a Dixie sorghum wrapper.
A what?
down here in Washington County.
Oh, okay.
A little town of Ventura.
Oh, yes.
She made the mistake of coming out here to visit a friend. We used to live down
there. Yeah, well, that sounds great.